Okay, we're starting Daf Samach Ches in the bottom of the page. But I just want to take a quick review, just to kind of like look at the four Mishnayos that we're dealing with here at a high level. The first Mishnah talked about a person that invites his friend to eat by him. He doesn't trust him for Maisers. He says, and there the Mishnah says explicitly, Oimer may Erev Shabbos. We're talking about Ben HaShemashas, or not Ben HaShemashas. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. There's not enough time, so he's going to... You know, he's going to be doing this. I mean, not enough time. He's going to be eating at his house a meal on Shabbos. So he's mafreshing in advance. And he's simach on Breira. Either he's the Breira is going to be, he's going to be mafreshing on Shabbos. But he's simach on the deeper that he said before Shabbos. Or he'll be mafreshing after Shabbos. However, we learned we had it in Agdama, different perushim. But my point, I just want to focus on the Erev Shabbos aspect. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis is basically the same thing. The only difference is, it's talking about a drink. So there's slight differences, but basically it's the same case as the first Mishnah. Again, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel. Here, it doesn't say anything about Shabbos. It says, Poyel, Sheino Mam Lebal Bayis, Noito Gerger Zachas, and he says the 99 whole thing. Right? No mention was made of Shabbos in Mishnah Gimel at all. Mishnah Dalet, that's today's Mishnah, it says, Halakech Yayin Mebein HaKutim. So he's buying from the wine from the Kusim, who are Goyim. So it's Vadai Tevel. As Aymer, Shnei Lugin, out here, it says here in the English, it's, he forgets to separate the ties before twilight. Here we're talking about Ben HaShemashas. Okay, so it's not talking about Erev Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos, but it's talking about Ben HaShemashas, you're remembering you forgot to take the maizos, okay?
In this case, it's wine, so it's mitzvah related versus...
It's mitzvah related?
Yeah.
I don't think, so far I haven't seen...
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, let's keep that on the side for a moment and see if that really plays a role or not. I mean, anything you're going to eat on Shabbos has a mitzvah associated with it, so I'm hesitant to say that. But the thing to keep in mind here is that this is Tevel Vadai. Mishnah Aleph, we're talking about, it's Mai, it's Shochen, it's Namo Ar, it's inviting him to a meal. He doesn't trust him, the Pail, he doesn't trust him. Those are all Dmai. Here it's Vadai, it's Ben HaKusim, right? So there's some differences that are going to become obvious here as we read it. First of all, we have a Hafrasha of Truma, which we never had till now, right? He says, Shnei Lugin Shani Asad Lahafresh. Haray in Truma. We never talked about Truma before because Na'amaretz is now one on Truma. It's just on Maisa. He's not. Vasar Maisa, the Tanar Maisa, the Tisha Maisa Shani. And the not, obviously, it's if you take off 10%, you're left with approximately 89, and it rounds it up. So it's 9 Maisa Shani. Umechel Vashaisa. Now, this word Mechel. Usually, mechel means that you redeem it on the coin, right? That's what it always means. Here, there's a problem with that. Why? Because it's Ben HaShemashas is raising two problems. And he speaks it out here in the English very, very, very explicitly. Let me just point it out here. Number 11, second paragraph, he says, at this point, it's too late to actually separate the Maisras, because you can't take Maisras Ben HaShemashas even to verbally designate the Maisras in the place and say that Maisra Rishon is at the bottom of the barrel, Maisra Sheni at the top. That's also Asar. The only way to permit consumption of this wine is by making the Tanai of the Mishnah, which removes the Tevel prohibition immediately but postpones the actual Hafrasha and the identification of exactly which one until after Shabbos. So the Hafrasha in this case does not take place on Shabbos at all. You're being Samech on Breira, that what you're going to take after Shabbos, L'mafreya, will be Mesakein, what you're drinking on Shabbos. Okay? So, if that's the case, so how can you be Mechel? How can you redeem Maaser Sheni for something that doesn't exist yet? There is no Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni is physically only going to exist Moitzei Shabbos. And therefore, they don't allow that. Therefore, so that's what they say over here. They have a different word here. They have a.
Ma'aser Sheni doesn't exist until after Shabbos because it doesn't. It's not created until after you take Ma'aser Rishon.
Your physical hafrasha is only going to take place after Ma'aser Shabbos. You're not doing any hafrasha on Shabbos. You're just making this condition that we're going to take after Ma'aser Shabbos will become Ma'aser Sheni. But that's totally not here. It's not going to happen until later. How can you redeem Ma'aser Sheni? You're going to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni that you're going to take after Shabbos? It doesn't work.
How did it work in the previous Mishnah? When he makes, he's not doing a Ben Shmashas, but it says he does it earlier.
Well, there, you designated it in the first Mishnah. You designated it Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, but it wasn't actually designated until on Shabbos.
That's true. Well, let me read it clearer here. Second here. So first of all, before I get to that, so mechel, therefore, they're translating the word mechel now as pour. And drink, I'm sorry. Yeah, mechel is pour. He can pour himself wine from the barrel and drink it immediately. Mechel is pour. Okay, so it's a different translation in this Mishnah. So it says over here, the designation takes effect immediately when the choice is made. The identity of that which was designated comes retroactively. So you can designate the Truman Meiser portions. The portions that will later be separated immediately assume designation of Truman Meiser, and the remainder of the container is permissible. The purchaser may thus drink the wine on Shabbos, relying on that. Yeah. Where that's not what I wanted. I wanted the word talks about this word mechel. So I have it here.
Is that the
our translation of mechel, he made pour, is the different things here. And, yeah, he quotes Rashi, that's right. He quotes Rashi, who says the mechel means to be mechalit. So it means, as part of the stipulation, he purchaser not only designates the Ma'aser Sheni, but he also deconsecrates it. In this manner, the Ma'aser Sheni will become identified braver. Now, although the Truma Ma'aser Rishon portions will not be removed until after Shabbos, that's because you can't remove them without physically separating them, which you can't do now. But since Ma'aser Sheni can be removed immediately through Chilul, so you have to do that. But Rashi and Tosfos object. They say you can't deconsecrate Ma'aser Sheni before it's actually identified. That's the difference. The difference is that in the previous Mishnayos, you identified the Ma'aser Sheni where it is. Here you're not identifying it. You can't identify it because it's Shabbos. So that's why they argue on Rashi. In other words, Rashi agrees with you. Rashi says once you're able to mechal it, you can. And in fact, you must because you can't drink it otherwise. Okay, let's go on. Tani. Divrei Reb Meir. There's one other point. Just one second. Yeah, it's in the paragraph in footnote 13 in the brackets. He mentions there are several differences between the case of Mishnah 1, in which they allow the stipulator to separate the tithes on the Sabbath itself, and our case, in which they require him to defer the separation until after Shabbos. A, previous Mishnah deals with Demai, our Mishnah deals with Tevel, and B, previous case, he's tithing only the portion of food that he will actually eat on Shabbos. Here he's tithing all 100 lugan that he had purchased. Obviously, he's not going to be drinking 100 lugan on Shabbos. And he's not sure 100% what is the real mitigating factor in these two cases, which is the real cause of you having these chumras that you can't do it on Shabbos. Okay. Tony, give me a mayor. A mayor, it's a mayor who holds that you can rely on the hafrasha, that you can do moitzei Shabbos and allow yourself to drink it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yoshim, and Oisrin, again, we're going to say the same reason we said before. Shema tibach kahanoi. They're afraid if you're going to wait till after Shabbos, what will happen if before then, before you get to do the actual hafrasha, it'll split open and the nimsa shoysa tvol mafreya. Come out, you drank the mafreya tvol. Now, although Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon mentioned that in their discussion with Rabbi Meir, they're basically telling Rabbi Meir, aren't you worried? There's a discussion in the Gavavli. They say to Rabbi Meir, aren't you worried? Shemi debaka amatnoid. And Rabbi Meir says back to them in the conversation in the Gavavli, he says, Lishi baka. When it cracks open, we'll worry about it. Nevaila, when it didn't crack open, don't bother me with worrying about what might happen. That's what it says in the Gavavli. Now, so the Bishalmi is picking up on the conversation and saying, you know what? They're just saying that to argue with him, but really each one of them, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon, each one has an independent reason why they hold its osur. Loi ketayim v'hadein, loi ketayim v'hadein, tayim v'hadein. The reason for Reb Shimon and the reason of Reb Yossi is two different reasons. First, time of Reb Yossi, the reason Reb Yossi disagrees with him is Shehi Muslim. He holds there's a special din that when it comes to Trumas and Maestras, you need to have something which is identifiable. For you to say, oh, whatever I'm going to pick, might say Shabbos, that's what it'll be. That's not identifiable.
That's why we say bottom of the cup, top of the cup?
Well, bottom of the cup is not going to work right ahead of time because it's liquid, so it stirs around. See, that's not Masuyim. It's totally not Masuyim because... By the time you get to the bottom of the cup, you've already drank the whole thing. You've only left over a little bit.
That works for liquids.
Right. That works at the end, not in advance. Right. And they're holding. Yeah. They're holding. It says. And again, we're talking about vadai. So v'nachshav loch. It says he quotes in the bottom of pasuk v'nachshav lochem trumaschem. That through machshava you can make a hafrasha of truma. So he says it compares, there's a hekesh, of hafrasha idei makshava to hafrasha idei maisa. Just like hafrasha idei maisa, it's obvious and distinct and clear what it is you're choosing. So too, when you're makshava, when you do hafrasha idei makshava, it also has to be distinct and clear. So that's Reb Yossi's reason. Time of the Reb Shimon has a different or more practical reason. Shema yishkach v'yishdas hashar. He's afraid that if you're going to have to wait until after Shabbos to be mafreshit, you'll come to forget that you haven't been mafreshit. It's tevel, and you'll come shal shudas, and you'll see you're thirsty. You'll drink some, and you won't realize, oh no, I drank all the rest of the wine, right? So, therefore, he doesn't allow it that way. So there's, yeah. And he says in footnote 9 that Reb Shimon actually beferish says, not like Reb Yossi, he quotes a Mishnah in Trumos that says, if a person says the truma of this pile of grain is designated in its middle, that's what he says, right? You got a pile of tevel grain, and he says, truma's in the middle of that pile. So Reb Shimon says it's good. The Chacham are arguing on him. They say, no, it's not good because you don't have a specific, the Malkum is not designated clear enough. You have to say tough and darn, whatever. But the middle, not good. So you see, Reb Shimon doesn't hold like Reb Yossi that you need a specific place. Okay, it's an idea to know. Now, we have another proof that Reb Yossi holds that it has to be a definitive area. Kador de Tony, it says in the Bryce, Maisa Shem Shem Chavis Zeh, so the Tanakhama says, if I say the Meiser in this Chavis should be Mechul on a Sela in this pocketbook, or this purse, then it's good to Chil. Now, the same way, the point here, this is the point to keep in mind. This is the catch. Just like Reb Yossi requires that the thing that you're designating has to be specific and identifiable, so too, when it comes to chilul of Maaser Sheni onto a coin, that coin has to be definitive. It can't just be, oh, I have a coin in my pocket. I have 20 coins in my pocket. I say, oh, you know what? One of the coins in my pocket, it should be mechul on that coin. That doesn't work because it's not specific. And that's exactly what they're saying here. M'chul al-sela shabakizeh, Tanakama says kill. And Rabbi Yossi says, lo kill. And my Rabbi Yossi...
Do you think all the coins are alike, or do you have different coins in your pocket?
Yeah, okay, we're going to just hold that question for just 1 second. And my Rabbi Yossi agrees, Shem Omar al-hasela hayishona b'hadinor hayashon. If you said, I want to be m'chalol the Maaseh Sheni on a old coin, and obviously it must be in the purse. There's only one old coin. If there were multiple old coins, it would be the same problem we had before. So if you have one old coin, then it is going to be mechol. And it's actually a pshita. In fact, the footnote says that the whole chiddush of this is to tell me that there's no gzeirah d'rabbanan. Maybe you'll come to do it when there are multiple coins. Otherwise, it's really a davar pasha, right? So he's mind of that. Mind of Chacham la Rabbi Yossi, and the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yossi, what? Imam al-Hasal she'etul miyad b'nif. He says, I'm going to be machal based on a coin that I'm going to take from my son. My son is going to deliver me a coin, I guess, tomorrow or whatever. So he's going to bring me a coin, and I'm being mechala based on that coin that I'm going to get. There, even the Chacham agree it's not going to work, right? Al-Hadinah she'et told me, Adbani, either a seller or a dinner, shalochil or shalochay b'yor 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 b'yor. At that time, he didn't have it in his possession. So, is it because it's not ba'olam, or is it a different reason?
It's not his
rishus. If the son had authorized his father to use the coins for chilol, then it would be effective. It's talking about a case where the father lacked permission to use his son's coins. The unauthorized, if I don't get permission from you, I know that I don't have rishus to use your stuff. I know that.
My coins are your coins.
Okay. The unauthorized use of another's coin for deconsecration leaves it ineffective. That's what it says here. Now, variant A, he talks about a different version. The Tosefta has it. Because perhaps the coin was not in his possession at the time. And this means his, not referring to the father, it's referring to the son. Perhaps the coin is not in the son's possession, because maybe the son went and spent the coin, and he doesn't even have it anymore. So therefore, of course, you can't use it. So it's a whole different explanation. So, Shalohaya biyodai b'yisashah is a question between Tosefta and the Yerushalmi here. Is it referring to the father? Is it referring to the son? Okay.
So the dinar yashan is talking about even on Shabbos itself. He says that the vice is mechula and dinar yashan.
No, that I don't think that's talking about Shabbos at all.
So what? So if it's not talking about Shabbos, what's the issue? You can just take out the coin.
No, the question is, do you need that shachar based on the drasha that we just made?
Right,
it has to be definitive.
It has to be mesuyim.
So if a person does a zal loshen during the week, and it's not mesuyim, so it's not effective.
Yeah, but there's no reason to do it
non mesuyim
during the week. You just take the.
That's a kasha
from Maisa. No, but we're talking about Shabbos or not?
I don't think it's necessary to talk about Shabbos over here.
So we're not talking about Shabbos because on Shabbos
I don't think so.
Be
I didn't see anything. What?
I said it shouldn't be chal on Shabbos because you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, right?
Hold on a second. We said let's back up one second so I cause this over so I have it clear in my head over here. We had a halach in the Mishnah that said that Bein Hashmashas, when you buy Tevel from Kusi, that you can be machal it using a certain lashon, which is mashma, that you're going to be semach on the Breira, but you're going to be mafresh after Shabbos.
Right.
Now, we said that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon argue on the Mishnah. They told Rabbi Meir directly to his face, Shemi Yibaka Node. And then the Gemara went and explained that they each have their own independent reason why they disagreed with Rabbi Meir. And the reason for Rabbi Yossi was because he holds it has to be Mesuyim. Tani, there's this braisa that we see the idea of Mesuyim, that Rabbi Yossi is makfid on the din of Mesuyim, You see that also in the din of chilul alamois, that not only does the peri have to be musayim, but the mos also have to be musayim.
Sorry, chitimtzi is talking about benash mashrais.
That's our Mishnah.
Right.
But this brisa has nothing to do with our Mishnah. This brisa. This brisa has to do with this din of kol mois, that the mois have to be musayim. And if you don't have the coin clearly in front of you, which one you're talking about, right, he holds it's not effective at all.
But in this case, he's saying with the din of yashan, it will be effective.
If it's a din of yashan, then it's identifiable.
Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this. If we're talking about Shabbos.
Okay, now if you're talking about if something was identifiable on Shabbos, then yes, it would be good. That's correct.
It would be good.
It would be. I mean,
now that we're misakin on Shabbos,
you can't be misakin on Shabbos.
Right.
But I'm assuming you're asking me according to Shitas Rashi, who holds that you could do chil ma'aser sheni if it was possible. Then according to that Shita.
Oh, so then you'll be able to do it even.
But according to them, you wouldn't get there because you don't get to ma'aser sheni until you do truma and ma'aser. You can't do it out of order.
You can't do it out of order. It's all gray, right?
So it's not negeya.
Right.
It's not negeya. Okay. Can we go on?
Yeah.
Okay. Taman taninon. Hamaniyak peros liyas mafer shalein truma maisa. And this guy, what he's going to do is, he's going to set aside a reserve. You know, I'm going to be going on a trip, and I'm going to be buying tevel on my trip as I go. And I don't want to be bothered with hafrashas, trumas, and maishas and having to put them in a bag and save them. I got a better plan. I'm going to set up a pile of tevel here in my house, in my closet. So I'll be locked in my closet. Nobody will get to it, right? And I'm going to use that. That'll be my reserve hafrasha, for my trip. That's the case here. So he's putting aside trumas and peiros to be mafresh Shumas and Maishas on his trip as he goes on his trip. That's, I'm giving a hekatim, so obviously there are other hekatim. Or Moisli is Mafra Shalahim Maisha Shani, the same thing. I'm putting coins that I'll use for Maisha Shani pigeon. Mafra Shalahim, Becheska Shain Kayam. You don't have to be worried. Maybe they were stolen. Maybe they got burnt in a fire. You know, you don't have to worry about that.
No, so he's leaving his coins at home and he's going on his trip and he's saying that those coins I left on my desk.
Correct.
That's what's going to be used to.
That's correct. And Dafka did not say on the desk. I said locked in a closet because we don't want to use cases where it's open, where people are going to get to it, right?
It's like a
tanai. It's not tanai. What do you mean it's a tanai?
You know, when I eat this stuff in the future, this is going to become.
No, you're going to have to do a designation at the time of, like, when you buy. No. When you go to the store to next week when you're in Tokyo. Not such a good example, but when you're in Tel Aviv, when you buy stuff from the shuk over there, and you know that it's whatever, you have to be mafresh, you're going to say before you sit down to make hamaitzi, this is mechul on the mois that I have at home. So it's not a tanai.
Works for mois sheni to be mechul. How does it work with trumas and mois?
You're taking trumas and mois on wheat, same min.
Yeah, but what you're going to have... It's not around. How can you...
You didn't do it yet.
It's not halal yet. It's halal.
You're going to do it at the time of the achila.
You're going to say that tevel.
It's tevel in the closet.
Right.
The only problem we have here is that it's shalom and al-mukaf. They're not next to each other. But because this is a shasad chak, or let's say he's not doing it the way he should do l'achila. He's violating the halacha of min al-mukaf. When min al-mukaf is not ma'akev, if it's l'achila, that's the way you have to do it. Or you're talking about it's Shabbos, so maybe it's mutter mukaf mitzvah. So let's not get involved in that problem. But besides the problem in hamukaf, there is no issue. I can take from this tevel that grew in field number one and take that from ma'aser that grew in field number two, no problem. As long as it's the same in, within the same year, we're fine, right? Okay, so that's the case. So you and then... So it says the Bryce is telling me I can halazach hazok, right? That's basically the idea. Now, Rabbi Yosef and Shimon, they've been saying all along that we're worried about Shammai Baka Hanoid. They're afraid that something's going to happen, right? So you see, they don't rely on chazaka. right? So that doesn't fit. So that's the question that Reb Ze'era posed as a rhetorical question. And he himself goes ahead and gives his answer that he was planning on giving all the time. The next page, on 69a2. Omer Reb Ze'era, oh, I forgot to say we're on Samach Tes now. Oh, I forgot to say that. Okay, sorry. Those who are listening to the, if there is ever going to be anyone that ever in the history of the world listens to this recording, so the first words on this page were Shem Omer HaSalah Yishana. Okay. Fine. So, Zaira says the answer is Tamon Lemafreyo Niskalkalu. Over there, in other words, let's talk about the case of Reb Shimon and Reb Yezimini. The case where I'm being mafresh, I've got to think of this through. I want to drink now, right? I'm going to drink this drink on Shabbos on the basis of what? Of this node that has wine in it that I'm going to be mafresh from that node, Moitse Shabbos. If that node cracks open, then what I'm drinking now is Tevel. Right. So, Bram Hocha. But here, in our case, where you're setting aside a pile of Tevel, Mi Uvdon Behelach Neskalkalu. Right? It'll be from the time that it is lost that'll be Neskalkalu. In other words, like this. If, let's suppose, let's just work it out time-wise. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I make the wine for Kiddush. If anything happens to that node between 10 o'clock in the morning and Moitzei Shabbos, l'mafreya, what I drank at 10 o'clock is Tevel. No good. That they're worried about. Let's take the other case. I'm in Tel Aviv at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm being mafresh based on the chazaka that right now my Tevel pile I left at home is Kayim. I can falazach on that chazaka that right now it's Kayim. Are you worried that in the future something may happen to it? Between now and the time I get home, maybe a fire will happen to it? That's not a problem. At the time that I was mafresh the Trumas and Maestros on that pile, the pile was Kayim. It had a chazaka that was Kayim. So I was masakin it at that time. If subsequently there's a fire that happens to that pile, it's not going to affect me. I was eating masukin. Because at the time I was mafresh, it was masakin it. So it's a little different, right? In other words, they're masking to the idea of chazaka in the past. If something was Kayim yesterday, I can philosoph that right now at this second, and it's still Kayim. But when I'm dealing with a worry that it might say Shabbos in the future, I'm going to be mafresh now, I'm going to drink now on the basis that I'm going to be soimach that tomorrow this is still going to be Mekayim, that they're not going to be maskim to. The chazok is not enough to give me a sense of... It's not a chazok for the future. That's like, you know, if it's kayim now, it'll be kayim tomorrow. That's not chazaka. That's basically Reb Ze'ira's teretz. Tamal l'mafreya m'kalkalai. Bram hocha mi'uvdon behelach neskalkalu. But l'mafreya is no problem because at the time of the hafrasha, it was mesukin. We'll stop here.